You're listening to SBS News. A second person has died in Australia from a clotting disorder authorities say is probably linked to her AstraZeneca vaccination. People who get AstraZeneca are told that two-thirds of recipients experience minor side effects, but in very rare cases, they can suffer a blood clotting syndrome that usually occurs between 4 and 28 days after their first dose. Millions of people have received AstraZeneca without experiencing significant complications, but the rare disorder is believed to be the reason some Australians over 50 have not come forward to receive the vaccine. It's not yet known whether the New South Wales woman had any underlying health conditions, which could have made her more susceptible to complications. Australia's Chief Health Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says there have now been 15 cases of severe blood clotting linked to AstraZeneca, while 33 people have experienced less serious complications.
Extremely unfortunate situation of a 52-year-old woman who had the vaccine a couple of weeks ago and has developed this extremely rare, but as in this case, sometimes quite serious clotting event. I will point out that it's only the second death, with now over 3.6 million doses of this vaccine being given across Australia. I will point out that this remains an extremely rare event to get these serious clots, but when they happen, as we've seen in this case, it can have tragic circumstances.
People in metropolitan Melbourne will have to continue wearing face masks outdoors as well as indoors after a change of advice from health authorities. Change as Melbourne's lockdown lifts follows the detection of 4 new locally acquired cases. They're people from the same household in Reservoir in Melbourne's north, but the source of their infection is unknown. And a Melbourne couple in their 40s who drove to Queensland during the lockdown and then tested positive for coronavirus on the Sunshine Coast are believed to have contracted the virus before they left Victoria on June the 1st. Deputy Chief Health Officer Ellen Cheng says one of them checked into a location near Melbourne's Craigieburn Central Shopping Centre on the 23rd of May.
We have had 9 cases linked to that shopping centre to date. I think the fact that we've been able to identify a possible link to the Craigieburn Shopping Centre within hours of hearing about these cases, and even before being able to speak to these cases, highlights the value that we have in QR codes, that we can interrogate that database very quickly. So while it's the judgment of the public health team that we are in a position to ease restrictions, these new cases are really the strongest reminder that we are no means out of the woods yet.
The Victorian government says extensive COVID-19 liaison has been taking place with culturally and linguistically diverse communities. But concerns are being raised about whether more could be done, especially in relation to the list of exposure sites. The executive director of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Adele Modolo, says the Victorian government's list of exposure sites appears to only be published in English.
If you watch the press conferences, you get that information straight away, or then it's published in the English language press where those exposure sites are. But I actually was unable to find that information in languages other than English anywhere, which means that people who aren't tapped into those English language modes of communication are either delayed in getting that information, or then they don't have that information accessible at all.
Adele Modolo says another challenge is a lack of access to what she calls good data.
Not only about COVID, but mostly about the vaccine, who's getting the vaccine, and to what extent are people who speak a language other than English engaging with vaccine education and getting the vaccine, and to what extent are they missing out? So I think we can definitely get the data according to geographic location, but not necessarily according to language spoken or country of birth. So that is a bit of a challenge in terms of understanding where the gaps might be and where we might need to increase our efforts in terms of vaccine education in particular languages or amongst particular cultural groups.
People caught ignoring health directives are facing hefty penalties. Four travellers have been fined more than $20,000 by Northern Territory Police after allegedly crossing the border by road without filling out the relevant paperwork. Authorities say the four people in their 60s were picked up by automatic number plate recognition systems, which are being used to monitor border crossings. Police say their two vehicles were registered in Victoria, but they had left before the state was declared a coronavirus hotspot. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.